You've been through this now 6 times. Was there anything different that Mr. Haslam said this morning that gives you reassurance or gives you hope?
Nothing yet. I mean, I think this day after is, a lot of times it's kind of a boilerplate day you get from everybody involved.
Joe, why are you confident that this time might be the right time? Mm-hmm. Look at Jimmy Haslam's track record over the last.
Well, I think it remains to be seen who we bring in here and how they go about the process, who we get for a head coach, for GM, who we get in free agency. There's a lot of things that are going to go into this process coming up here that hopefully will put us in the right direction.
Joe, are you angered over this situation, the fact that here we are again having the same conversation that we've had 5 or 6 other times since you've been here?
Well, it doesn't make you happy when you have to go through another coaching change. It's tough on everybody. Coaching changes and organizational changes always set you back. And it's a tough process to go through. So nobody's happy about it, and it's never easy.
One of the things that Mr. Haslam said to us yesterday is that he made mistakes and he has been humbled. In the way that he approached you, was it any different than 2 years ago, than 3 years ago? Do you feel like he's learned something?
Well, I don't know if they reveal any great wisdoms, you know, the day after the last game, kind of during a Black Monday. It's, like I said, it's most of the same type of stuff that you usually get. So it's not like they're revealing any great strategy. But I do think that the more Mr. Haslam's around as an owner, the more he'll learn. He's obviously a bright, extremely bright person who wants to get it right and who's been doing a lot of studying of other organizations that have had success and trying to figure out what's going to work for the Cleveland Browns. And so I think just the more experience he gets as an owner, the better we'll be.
Joe, was your mindset changed at all from when we talked to you yesterday? You said, you know, you were kind of uncertain about your future here. Is that changing a day?
You know, I don't think any of that changes really until you put a head coach in place and you put a GM here and you get kind of the direction of the franchise from those guys.